You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello there, my friend. Get ready for some eye-opening insights about losing weight and keeping it off by eating more fruits and vegetables. You see, what we're going for here is to enhance the inner beauty and our physical attractiveness. This is something that no artificial diet, no man-made diet can accomplish. Only the original meal plan that God gave us can help us accomplish this goal. By embracing the original meal plan, we can avoid ingesting those chemical additives and artificial flavor enhancers, all those things that disrupt our hormone balance, which is so important for our healthy weight, right? So consuming fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and seeds, this is all consistent with the original meal plan described in Genesis 1:29. This emphasizes the importance of whole foods, unprocessed foods for the essential nutrients. That includes healthy fats, proteins, and fiber, right? All promoting digestive health and a healthy weight. So let's get started. We're talking about fruits and vegetables to keep the weight off. And this is just a few simple changes in your food preparation that's going to help you to provide your body with a world of nutritional advantages. And your body needs to have the nutrients. And that way it can do the heavy lifting of controlling your weight. I know people have questions about eating fruit because they do have issues with their blood sugar. But I want you to know that the fiber content in the fruit makes all the difference with weight control and blood sugar control. We want to eat our fruits more so than drinking fruit juice, okay? Did you know that raw vegetables are packed with digestive enzymes that support our gut health? And when I had leaky gut, I learned that raw vegetables was very important for me to heal my leaky gut. And also, fruits and vegetables that have a high water content, such as cucumbers and watermelon and oranges, they keep us hydrated. Science shows that it contributes to 20% of our daily fluid intake. When you're calculating how much water you should drink, make sure if you're eating a lot of fruits and vegetables that have a high water content, you want to include those numbers, right? The thing about the high water content of our fruits and vegetables is that this nutrient-rich hydration, it's superior to just plain water. It's going to give you added health benefits. So that goes beyond contributing to your daily fluid intake. Now, certain vegetables like tomatoes and carrots, they have more nutrients when you cook them. So you're going to get more access to the nutrients when you cook these foods. And other foods are like that as well. So what I'm saying is you want a combination of both the raw and cooked variations to get all of the benefits of fresh produce. Now that you understand the importance of eating more fruits and vegetables in their cooked and in their raw form, let's talk about another powerful strategy for maintaining a healthy weight, and that is the 80-20 principle. So this 80-20 principle is where 80% of your meals consist of fruits and vegetables, while the remaining 20% are proteins and grains and nuts and seeds. This strategy is all about keeping weight loss off by nourishing your body and you enjoying vitality in your body. Your body needs that energy, right? And this provides all that you need, this 80-20 balance. Now, I want to share with you what I call my fruit plates and my vegetable plate ideas. So let's say you're all for eating more fruits and vegetables. Well, how do you do that? Well, let's say you're starting off with day one, you have your breakfast. So maybe you'll have a fruit plate. Now, as you assemble things like sliced mangoes and strawberries and kiwi on your plate, the first thing you see is the beautiful colors, right? Each one of these fruits offer a unique sweetness and a texture. And you know that's going to be a great combination. So you might want to add some Greek yogurt for that creamy richness and sprinkle on some chia seeds to provide some that crunch that satisfies us, right? And then so with each bite, give thanks for starting your day with a nutritious breakfast, all right? And maybe on day one for lunch, you have a vegetable plate. And this is something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is marinated vegetables. I love marinated vegetables. It's not just a step in the cooking process. So many people, they may marinate their meats, but they cook it afterwards, right? What I'm suggesting is that you marinate your vegetables. That's a full stop. You don't go any further. It saves you time in the kitchen. You don't have to continue cooking. You allow those flavors to blend and meld together, and then you go ahead and eat it. There are so many different recipes for different marinades that, oh, there's just endless opportunity to be creative. And so say you're marinating your vegetables like asparagus or cherry tomatoes. This is an opportunity to create and turn that meal into a memorable experience, right? Marinating vegetables is a culinary technique that can elevate the flavor of everything that you have combined in that dish. And that makes it more enjoyable to eat. This is a trick for people who don't like vegetables. Well, use this marinating technique and it's going to be so wonderful. Now, one of the mixtures that you can put together includes balsamic vinegar or olive oil, Italian herbs, and add a pinch of salt. And so you're going to allow the flavors to blend and soak in for about 15 to 20 minutes before serving. When it's time to enjoy the meal, you've turned an ordinary a plate of vegetables into an extraordinary delight that will nourish your body and soul. Okay, so let's say on day two, you have another breakfast fruit plate, sliced apples, bananas, and grapes, dusted with cinnamon. The feeling you get is warmth and comfort. So you want to add maybe a handful of almonds for your protein boost. This is going to fuel your body and uplift your mood. It's so easy to eat fruits and vegetables, my friend. Okay, so on day two, for your lunch, you might have a vegetable plate. And this is steamed green beans, bell peppers, zucchini. You appreciate the simplicity of cooking with fresh ingredients, right? So you want to toss all of those vegetables in lemon juice, a little bit of maple syrup, and some fresh herbs. All right, so with each bite, you feel nourished and satisfied. Okay, so on day three, maybe your breakfast is a mix of berries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Oh, it looks beautiful, right? And you can just see the flavor and freshness. You can see it. So you top that with coconut cream and a little bit of shredded coconut and sprinkle with a little of the granola. So this offers a balance of the sweetness, creaminess, and crunch. So with every spoonful, you feel ready for a productive day. And on day three, you may have for lunch, a vegetable plate that consists of stir-fried snap peas, mushrooms, bell peppers, and you just add a little soy sauce, ginger, garlic. And as you savor these flavors, think of the simple pleasures in life and the joy of nourishing your body with some wholesome foods. This is how you eat more fruits and vegetables, my sister. Okay, my friends, so I want you to start eating more fruits and vegetables. I want you to celebrate your progress by giving God thanks for the abundance of fresh produce. You know, he promised in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So God is faithful. We are going to have fruits and vegetables as long as the earth lasts. God is faithful. Say it with me, my friend. God is faithful. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to my channel. Peace to you and have a great day.